Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, in the Olivet Discourse, we see in Matthew 24, 6 and 7, remember verse number 5, is the white horse. Verses 6 and 7 is the red horse. We read these words, "And you shall hear wars and rumors of war." The red horse brings war in Revelation chapter number 6. Jesus again, and I know this sounds is a lot here, but he literally breaks down the tribulation period so well in the Olivet Discourse, and so many people miss it. Well, the second seal, the red horse, is found here in verses 6 and 7. "For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Remember, they asked, when shall the end come? Well, there are going to be some awful wars, but the end is not yet. "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdoms." So that's the second seal. That's the red horse. Then there's the third seal in Revelation chapter 6. That's the black horse. We looked at that last week. And that horse brings with him famine, or the rider on the horse brings with him famine. And we also find that in Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 7, where it says, "There shall be famines." Hope you see that. Are y'all in Matthew 24? "There shall be famines." That's the third seal. That's the rider on the pale horse. And then we see the fourth seal in Revelation 6, verses 7 and 8. That's the pale horse. The rider brings forth death. And we read that just a little bit ago, where one-fourth of the earth will be killed during this time. One-fourth. That's a lot of people. If there are seven, I think I gave you this figure last week. If there are 7 billion people on this earth, give or take a few million, okay, just for sake of argument. And just, again, for sake of argument, and I'm well over the top here, if 1 billion of them go to heaven, okay, it's just safe for sake, if 1 billion, that will leave approximately 6 billion people here on earth, okay, for the sake, so we get figures in our head. If 1/4 of them die, the first half of the tribulation, that means 1.5 billion people will die in the first half of the tribulation. We can't even fathom that. That ain't going to be more than that, but just so we get some figures in our head, that's a lot of people. We think of the Holocaust and how horrible that was, those few years of that terrible thing that took place in World War II. They say upwards of 600 million people died those few years in the Holocaust. Well, this will be easily tripled during those first few years, 3.5 years. I won't say 3.5 years, maybe the 3 years, because the first few months would be relatively peace. The Antichrist, and then it kind of all breaks loose with the wars and famine and death. So I want you to see the picture. Jesus is breaking this down for us in the Olivet Discourse. "There shall be famines." He's going to bring forth death. And then the fifth seal, well, then you got the sixth seal is the earthquakes. We're going to get to the fifth seal in just a minute. The sixth seal is here in earthquakes in diverse places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Also, they're called birth pains. It's like as a lady who's about to bring birth and the contractions, they become harder and harder and harder until right when the baby comes forth is at, you know, the most difficult time. That's the thought here. It calls them the beginning of sorrows or birth pains. It begins the labor contractions. I remember we've had 7 children. Yeah, we did, but Latrice is the one who did all the work. And I remember sitting in the room every time she had, and they'd start and she'd breathe, "Oh, here they come." And we're just kind of watching and see the monitors and all and the strength and how, okay, breathe. You know, ladies know what I'm talking about, okay. And then as it gets closer and closer, it gets very difficult for her. And sometimes people holler and carry on. I never forget one time we went to Kenya. Well, lived in Kenya. And Latrice was pregnant with Kendall. And we were going to have Kendall in Kenya, Africa, because of her pregnancy. We were going to have Kendall over there and born. But anyway, long story short, because of it, where we lived, there wasn't any big hospitals. So we went to a small clinic. And the doctors and nurses were so proud that we were going to have that baby there. It was going to be the first white baby ever born there. And they were so proud to show us the facilities of their clinic. And there was an open area that is probably half the size of half of this auditorium, about half the size. And they had the beds all close together. And some of them were ladies that were going in labor. Some of them were doing this, and they were all in one little area. Hard to explain to, but they were all, they didn't have curtains drawn or anything like what you've or never, they're all together. You can see everybody. Well, they were going through, and we're seeing some of them were in labor, you know, having pains. And I already said, I don't think I'm bringing Latrice here. But they took us through that, and then they had a little, couple little rooms. They said, oh, no, you're not, because they could tell we were not bringing Latrice here. They said, well, this ain't where your wife's going to have the baby. She's going to have her baby back here. And it's in a private little room that there was just one little bed and a chair. And there's a bathroom, a separate bathroom. But there was also a couple other little private rooms. And they said, this is where you have the baby. And we actually thought about it. Then we decided to have a home birth. And we said, well, if we do that, we might as well do it at home. So we got a doctor, Dr. Spiro was his name, from the town, and they agreed to have the baby home. And about 8 months into it, well, y'all know the rest of the story. We were called home because of Mama's death, and she had the baby. We came home the end of May, and I think Kendall was born the 1st of July. What's his birthday?
July 16th.
Yeah, okay. So she about 7.5 months. We came home, and anyway, said all that, say, deliveries are very difficult. They start off easy, then they got difficult. That's what it means, the beginning of sorrow. It's going to start off relatively, I hate you use the word painless, because nothing's painless, but you ain't seen nothing yet. This is just starting, okay? So we see that at the beginning of sorrows. And then we get skipped over the martyrdom. That's the sixth seal. These are people dying in the tribulation, the first half. And that parallels in Matthew chapter number 24, verses number 9 through 11. And they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. And anyway, we see here that's the martyrdom that's going to take place. These are people who trusted Christ as their Savior, and yet they, and by the way, the mark of the beast has not come yet during this time. That comes in the second half. That's why things are getting worse and worse. But because of their belief in Christ and their faith in Jesus Christ, they're being persecuted, heavily, heavily persecuted. Well, verse number 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. There are quite a few people who believe that you can lose your salvation in this life. That if you're not faithful to the end, in other words, faithful unto death, that you're going to lose your salvation. And they use this passage of scripture to try to proof, to give some kind of a proof text verse of what they believe. See, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. In other words, if you stay faithful, then you're going to be saved. The problem is the context is not talking about this life. It's talking about in the tribulation period. That if they endure to the, if they make it to the end of the tribulation period, they're going to be delivered out of the tribulation period. It has nothing to do with your salvation as far as here on this earth right now. This is speaking about the tribulation period. He that endures, who makes it through the tribulation period, and by the way, there's very few going to make it through the tribulation period, saved and unsaved. I mentioned last week, not only a quarter of the population will be killed in the first half. I read you in the book of Zechariah where a third, even more than that, will be killed in the second half of the tribulation period.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us for our annual World Mission Conference at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Monday through Friday, we'll have special services at 7 o'clock with a special speaker, a featured missionary, and great music every evening. That's going to be January 23rd through the 28th. You won't want to miss it. Well, we hope to see you there. From now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.